Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Frodo the Centrist on Blog Talk Radio live again with my co-host, Lady D, with her hat on. You can't see because we're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube and one of the, what is that? We're live on Twitch. Yeah,
Twitch.
We're Twitching
right now.
Good
kind of Twitch. Well, I mean, I don't know how good Twitch is, but it's not an iTwitch, so it's better.
That was Twitch TV. Twitch TV.
Is that through Amazon?
No, it's okay. Just Twitch. So
you just go twitch.com?
I think it's twitch.tv, yeah. Something like that. But you can Google it. Yeah, I'm there.
How do I find Frodo the Bacon on Twitch?
Frodo the Bacon. It's Frodo Bacon.
Frodo Bacon.
Yeah, Frodo.
Is Frodo Bacon on Twitch?
Yeah, yeah. I'm there. But anyway.
All right.
All right. So it's Monday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so it's Healthy Monday, so we're going to be talking about some kind of a healthy stuff.
Yes,
know?
That's right.
Found this article on today.com, and what they're talking about is the biggest healthy food trends in 2021.
Well, how do they know that? I mean, it's just like 2021 just started 18 days ago.
Well, according to dietitians, though, those are...
Are they, like, saying that they forecast this is the trend? Or they're like, hey, I've seen a lot of people eating cake in 2021,
yeah.
So that's the trend.
No, I think cake's been trending ever since it was created. Cake. Yeah. Cake is good. So we'll go through with them. And
I want some cake with – I want some fruit cake.
I want
– Oh, real fruit. I like – you know how they say, like, for like holiday, Christmas, they gave a fruit cake and they're like, oh man, I got a fruit cake. I actually like those kind of fruit cake.
Really?
I'm a rare person, I guess.
Yeah, like.
And I like the fruit cake that has that whipped cream on top and the kiwi on top, and mango and those slices and strawberries. I like that fruit cake too.
I don't like cake if it's sitting outside the fridge. You know what I like about cake?
Well, it's got to sit outside the fridge for you to
eat
it.
I like cake, yeah. I like cake that goes in my mouth. That can fit in my mouth. But anyway.
All right. So let's see what these people, dietitians, you said?
According to the dietitians, we'll go through them. And, you know,
yeah,
they just want to know if you are ahead of the curve. You know, because
like, hey, guess what? This is a trend for 2021. You would like, I'll feel all special because you already
right.
jumped in.
So make sure.
18 days.
Yeah. So get a piece of pen and paper and write this thing down, okay? Because you might be left behind if you know, you know what I mean? Because it's according to dietitians. So yeah. So one of them is actually they said in the year where our lives were turned upside down, our eating and drinking habits changed accordingly, and with the health at the forefront of the conversation for the foreseeable future, foods that enhance immunity. Boom.
Oh, I guess we're ahead of the trend.
Oh, yeah.
We got this called immunity.
No.
Let me show you one of our products found on Shapali.com.
Oh, yeah. Immunity.
Immunity.
That's right.
It has vitamin C, zinc, organic turmeric, organic ginger, organic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Organic hibiscus, organic licorice, organic lemon balm leaf, organic elderberry, organic echinacea, angus. Folia root.
Something like that.
So there's a lot of organic things and it has a zinc. So I guess we're ahead of the trend because we have immunity. It's, you know, I like to drink it hot. You could probably like make it cold, but
you gotta brew it.
You gotta brew it hot first and then put it in the fridge.
Yeah, you chill it. Okay,
yeah,
so
definitely.
They said that food that enhance immunity that keep us healthy, healthier rule the day. You know, so you want to because of the COVID, you know, because. You know, if you're unhealthy, if you have underlying ailments and all that, you're more likely to die.
Oh, this is great. So meaning like this pandemic can be worked into good by kickstarting people to say, hey, I have to take care of my health,
yeah.
not just eat a bunch of junk food because that can actually damage, right?
Right, yeah. So the year ahead will deliver right. more plant-based options. So plant-based, you know, take a note of that, plant-based.
Plant-based.
Yep.
So OPC3 is plant-based, isn't it?
Yeah, those are the things. So here,
okay.
the top 10. One, it's what they call the postbiotic.
What is that?
I don't know.
Heard
so let's read them. So, yeah, you read that right. You're familiar with the pre and probiotics,
yeah.
but the latest player in the gut health game is called postbiotics.
Mm.
Your gut and your digestive system.
Yes,
you
your
know.
Gut, actually, your digestive system plays a significant role in your immune system,
mm-hmm.
right? A functioning
mm-hmm.
immunity. So, like, a lot of people think they can just eat whatever they want and, like, they don't. They're like, I'll just digest it.
Right.
And they
so
don't worry about that. So, yeah, let's carry on. Let's find out.
We know that the prebiotics and are the food for probiotic bacteria and that both are essential for optimal gut health. We all know that. Now they're learning that the postbiotics, it's metabolites or end products of the fermentation and goes in the gut by it goes on in the gut by probiotics. So probiotics are being studied for anti-inflammatory and antioxidants benefits and may also help bolster the immune system and improve the gut barrier. So postbiotics can be found in some of the foods that contain probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-brainer. You got to find the postbiotics where the probiotics
so
are on the same. So
including
kefir, sauerkraut, sourdough bread, and kimchi. Kimchi, boy.
When you go to Burger King, ask for that sourdough.
Kimchi.
No, I'm
so those,
just kidding.
Kimchi
I don't
is
know
like,
if they have that there.
I don't know. But the thing is, sauerkraut. I like sauerkraut. I like to put that in.
Yeah.
You like
kimchi, too.
Kimchi. Boy, I love kimchi.
I like kimchi. You can put that on rice.
Put that on
it's
rice.
It's expensive, but especially if you don't have a lot
yeah.
of money. It's like $3 for a jar.
They said because they're not alive.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that. I heard that cabbage has, like, some kind of probiotic or something in there, too. I mean, kimchi is made mostly from cabbage, right?
Yeah.
It's fermented cabbage.
And some delicious goodness, too, yeah.
What is sauerkraut made out of? Is that made out of cabbage, too?
Yeah.
Cabbage, people. Cabbage. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You know those older people, like the Polish people, and
yeah.
they like love that cabbage stew or whatever.
Older Polish, you mean like.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff. I don't know what nationality
old
they
Polish
are.
Polish people are old
those,
now?
Those like old little short ladies that wear that like plastic on their head, like when it rains.
Oh,
you know?
All Polish people. Aren't you Polish?
Anyway, they're very fond of like cabbage, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it's old remedy, and then people don't
that's
know about
cool.
it.
Kimchi is it's Korean.
Oh.
That's Korean kimchi.
Okay.
So cabbage.
So, wow.
Well, wait a minute. That's a different type of cabbage, though. That's a different type of cabbage for kimchi.
Really?
Yeah. That's
well, maybe
type.
It doesn't matter the kind of cabbage.
Well, they're different type
but
of cabbage.
But then again, there's purple cabbage, and purple usually means antioxidant.
Yeah, true.
Right?
But,
and so, like, what else is that? Sourdough bread and there's
sauerkraut.
Is kefir, is that the drink, like the yogurt drink?
No. It's like a kombucha. It's like
kombucha.
It's fermented.
Fermented.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. So here
all
we go.
Right.
So there's a number one. Number two is Elevated Home Cafe. We'll
we
find
have
out.
One of that.
Oh, hold on a second. We'll find out. Because we only have like about 21 minutes here. So you gotta go through them, okay? Gotta go through.
How many
them.
We gotta go
them.
Through?
I don't know. We'll go through them in about 30 minutes.
Well,
less than 30 minutes.
If there's 10, I don't
know. No,
see
there's only a couple. There's only 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so we'll go.
Eight.
We'll go with
we
go with them.
We
we'll
gotta buy our time.
We'll buy some time. So, all right. So now they said now that 1/3 of the population is working from home. It's
yeah,
you,
I do.
Us.
And you do.
Yeah. Many of us are making our morning cup of joe instead of picking it up from the coffee shop.
Yeah,
like
that's
Starbucks
true.
Or something like
I'm
that.
Saving that $3 and investing it.
But any old cup just won't do anymore. That's what they say. So make it through
I have
the
my
old.
Fancy little cup
so you,
right
in
here.
Order for you to make it all
oh,
that all the Zoom calls, they said they want more than just an average cup of joe. So a recent survey by the coffee company called Melitta found that 45% of respondents were using the new coffee brewing method at home. compared to 2019.
And
so,
what is that?
I don't know. Let's read on. The similar amount of people, 46%, indicated an interest in improving the brewing skills at home. So we're buying more beans to brew. So that's what they're doing. They're brewing the whole thing at home. So that also goes in the sales of Starbucks, because Starbucks sells beans.
They sure do. That's where we get our coffee from, Starbucks.
Yeah, really?
I mean, we don't get our – we decided that we're going to get the Starbucks.
Uh-huh. What about that Trim Cafe?
That's one of our kids working
at
Starbucks.
We tried Trim Cafe.
So that helps.
Trim Cafe is pretty good. So people are buying coffee beans too, so they can brew it at home instead of.
Yeah, I like to get mine all ground up, but maybe some people have that coffee bean.
Here it is. Here's the Trim Cafe. This is
That's good coffee. Yeah, it's like
it helps you burn fat. I like to burn fat, but
I like to eat it after
I burn them.
Yeah,
it's crispy.
Pork fat. This actually tastes good. There's no milk in here.
You can add milk to it if you want.
Oh, yeah, but I actually like that black coffee.
So they learned that consumers have already been upping their game when it comes to, you know, buying coffee and consuming coffee in general, you know?
You know what? Our daughter taught me how to use an espresso machine. I just don't use enough to
remember. Yeah.
Someone gave us a
number three. I said, what is this? Artificial AI created food. AI created foods.
Is it supposed to be keeping us healthy, or is just like saying what's the trend?
They said what is the trend? The biggest trends for food in 2020. It also has something to do with the healthy minded people. This is from dietitians. Artificial intelligence is helping food companies create things that we could only have dreamed of. That's for a couple of years ago. So food technology company Perfect Day has created protein. It says is identical to dairy protein. It's like drinking milk, I guess, or eating cheese or whatever. Yet it's completely vegan.
Huh.
You know what I think about that? What's
that
the garbage?
Wait.
You know what I think about that? Where's the garbage can? Anyway, so the animal. This is animal-free protein, right? It allows ice cream makers to create pints of ice cream that tastes like the real thing. Just like how, like, you know how what do you call it? Burger King. Remember they did the Whopper, the Impossible Whopper or something like that.
Yeah. I never tried it. I was hesitant to try it. I tried it one time,
but I didn't like it. So
I think that I'll have ice cream.
This AI created food is a new trend for 2021 because they want to be vegan, you know.
Well, maybe it's like also they afraid that they're going to have to kill the cows now because they fart and then they put that stuff into the air.
Okay. I don't
Anyone
know.
Anyone that doesn't know, that's an AOC.
Yeah. So, where am I? Okay. So, all this artificial created food is like.
Are they preparing the young generation to tell them they should be vegan so that they don't have to have cows?
Well, a lot of you'll see them. You'll see stuff like, you know, like cream cheese, like vegan cream cheese. There's no animal products on them.
What about whey protein? Where does that come from? Is that artificial protein?
They don't come from that. That's been around for a long time. Yeah. So moving along.
All right.
Number four, microgreens. You know what a microgreen is?
No.
Yeah, the microgreen. They said it's not actually exactly new, but the consumer's appetite for them is at an all-time high, especially in 2021. Let's find out why. So the tiny shoots are the baby counterparts of plants like carrots and broccoli. So just like really tiny, tiny things. So you might have enjoyed microgreens a meal at a high-end restaurant in the past, but now you can find them at the grocery stores and varieties of grocery stores, including Red Rambo Radish. Red Rambo Radish. I don't know what that is, but we'll figure out. So microgreens, those little tiny miniature vegetables, you know, they're not only colorful and cute, I don't want to eat anything.
I don't want to eat the juice. So are they saying you could eat the thing that comes off the
But they are loaded with nutrients. No. They're talking about like their little, their miniature, the microgreens, miniature vegetables.
Huh.
So.
Wonder if you can grow that at home.
I am pretty sure you can.
We tried to start a garden this year, but it didn't work out.
The tiny shoots are delicious atop egg dishes and sandwiches, and it can be added to salads and smoothies to boost flavor and nutrients. So here it goes. There's the answer. You asked some questions. You can also grow this microgreens at home from seeds with kits from Hamama and Back to the Roots. So I guess those are the website or the company.
Maybe, yeah.
And it only takes 7 days to grow certain microgreens, which is a little faster than establishing your own sourdough starter. What?
What's that?
So you can create those. You can plant those. It takes about 7 days to grow them. And how?
What does a sourdough have to do with that?
I guess you can, because sourdough, you can create sourdough. I don't know. Anyway, try them out if you guys want to do it. I don't like it. I don't like the sound of it. Microgreens. I want broccoli that will just choke in my throat. I want some Brussels sprout, like the big of a basketball. That's what I want. I don't want no microgreens, man. What am I going to do with that? It'll just. Okay. It says 5. Kelp is the new kale. All right. Kelp is the new kale. Traditionally used in Japanese, Korean, and Chinese cuisine for thousands of years, seaweed has been slow to break into mainstream American cuisine. And they said, sure, you've eaten in the sushi and miso soup, and your kids might enjoy dried nori as a snack, but it is unlikely to be a huge part of your diet. A dried seaweed is one thing, but American consumers haven't really known what to do with the fresh stuff until now, 2021.
Wow.
Nutritionally, kelp is a superstar. Superstar! So there's a new kelp propaganda instead of a kale propaganda.
There's probably plenty of it in the ocean. Just got nowhere to find it.
Yeah. So they offer several minerals, including calcium and B vitamins in each serving. And it's an absolute dream in terms of sustainability. Kelp can go from seedling to 15-foot plant in season.
Wow.
So it requires no fertilizer to grow and actually help cleans the water by removing the nutrients that cause algae bloom. That's good in a fish tank. That's big good. I think it's good in a fish tank for algae.
You could grow that in your fish tank if you want to eat it.
Well, you got to have a big fish tank. So look for Main Farm sea kelp. It's a subgroup of seaweed in tasty preparation like sea chi, which is a kimchi made with kelp.
Oh, wow.
This is from a woman-run Atlantic Sea Farms. They got to throw in a woman one run in there, huh? They want to make sure it's a woman run.
Right.
All right. So, and you throw in a kelp cube into your next smoothie. You can do that for a 5-calorie nutrient boost. So you can also find kelp in vegan broth and smoky campfire salsa, made with Alaskan grown kelp.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's a no for me.
Oh really? I'm surprised.
It's a no for me. So,
me too.
those are the thing, right? Okay, where are we at? So, all right, there you go. Number six. This is it's getting really good. Okay, it's a new trend. This came from dietitians today.
I am so surprised.
They're woke. You know, they're woke.
You know what? I thought woke people was the people that was like the Blexit part of Candace Owens.
Well, that too, yeah.
And now they stole the word woke. And they're like, we woke. And they're talking about something completely different.
Anyway, so number six. And who's that kid that from... how dare you? Who's that kid from Common?
I don't know, but she's...
Greta Thunberg. Yeah, there you go. She's going to love this. Number six, foods that fight climate change. Ba-bum! So, you know, you can literally eat this food I'm going to mention and
okay,
fight climate change. How
okay,
am I going to fight? All right, so.
I want to listen and see what, how possibly, what, where, okay, go ahead.
So, food that fight climate change. This is a new trend for 2021. For those minutes. So, food production is a significant contributor to climate change, right? Because they produce
what
food.
What does that mean?
Well, because, they said that, when you harvest, farm,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You use the machinery
uh-huh.
that emits like smokes and stuff, but bad for the environment. See, that's a significant.
Again,
I'm
trying to hold myself.
Yeah.
Till
so,
you tell me what this has to do with the trend.
Okay, they said. you lost me there. Okay, say accounting for a quarter of global greenhouse gas emission. Like I told you, those are because of the machineries, right? But this, the food choices can help counteract the effects of climate change. This year, Panera partnered with Cool Food to help customers identify many items with a lower carbon footprint. Let's continue on. Like their, what they call the Baja Bowl with chicken. So they said, we're committed to transparency and empowering guests to eat in a way aligned with their own personal values. And this includes continuing to provide meal options with a lower carbon footprint, says Sarah Burnett.
Can you get beef with?
I don't know. She's a end quote. She's a VP of a food value sustainability and public affairs at Panera.
They are so vague in that. They're so vague. They don't even tell you what you're gonna eat. Chicken now? Why chicken? How does that decrease?
No, you didn't hear what they said. They said that you can eat chicken, but they have to put that thing in there. You know how
why
much?
It's the emissions.
And because of the carbon footprint. See this?
But they didn't
thing?
Clearly tell you that it's because cows fart, and that's why you can't. These people.
No.
But then again, I guess
the
cow
carbon,
will,
lower carbon
the cow
footprint.
Will die if you put a beef in the thing.
Okay, so
that's
this the whole thing, Cool Foods is in talks with several restaurants, caterers, and food companies and hope to bring the Cool Food meal badge to more.
Why don't they just come out and tell people they want them to go back to how it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, where people have to work the farm, they have to hire people, like, in the Philippines, I was like a couple few decades ago. But, why don't they just say, you know what? We shouldn't have airplanes. We shouldn't have, cars. Some people.
All right. So let's move along. And number 7 is a better spice trade. So the spice trades, it says most of us don't overthink when it comes to spices. If we need cinnamons to make a batch of snickerdoodles, we grab a bottle of our local grocery store. At our local grocery stores without considering how that cinnamon made it there. Okay, so spices are common commodity and they're traditionally haven't focused on quality, flavor, sustainability, or equity for farmers, but rather price. So the cheaper, the better. But a handful of new players in the spice world are working to change that. So there's the company called Burlap and Barrel. Was founded 4 years ago by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to change the spice industry. They're sourced direct from the farmers in 14 different countries. They say they're bypassing the middlemen and brokers. So they wanted work with the farmers directly,
I picture this is going to be more expensive, though. But they're trying to say that,
Of course.
But in the beginning, they were like, they want to. Okay. In the beginning, they said that. The cheaper, the better, right?
Right.
But a handful of new players in the spice world are working to change that. So you mean we got to pay more money? Is that what that means? Of course, that's the way it is.
Well, the thing is, this is not even food. It's spice.
The cheaper, the better is for your wallet, not that it's healthier for you. Just like if you go and buy vitamins at Walmart compared to getting a nutraceutical grade vitamins. They're different. They're a different quality. They have different testing. The cheaper, the better that they're talking about is not that it's the cheaper, the better quality. Of course not. It's for your pocket.
Right. So there's a different companies out there like Spicewalla and the Sporak company. Those are the two other companies changing the world spice, what they said. So what they want to do is work with the farmers directly, so you don't have any middleman or brokers or anything like that. So you can get, I guess, it can get a little cheaper or something like that. But anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. Spice is spice. Pepper.
I mean,
you don't need a handful of pepper to spice up a food.
I think people take it for granted nowadays.
Cumin,
they can just
like
go
that.
To the store compared to like 100 or 1,000 years ago where they actually like, remember Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
And then he was like on the spice route, right?
Right.
And it's like, yeah.
All right. So those are the things, the spices. They said it's going to be a trend for 2021, but I don't know. It's spice.
I don't think it's a new
food.
I don't think it's a new trend.
So number eight is elevated condiments.
They probably forgot what they were writing about and they got distracted.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to prop up the, you know, those companies.
Maybe they paid for advertising. Yeah.
So that's all about things.
That's how things are. Sometimes
and they're probably if they're in stocks, if they're in the, you know, their stocks will probably go up.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people
will
be putting money into
it. That's
stock,
right.
So.
Oh, so you know, if you buy in stocks, maybe you want to buy some commodities like cinnamon.
Cinnamon, cumin, anything. So elevated condiments. That again, this is a condiment when you're talking about like oregano, black pepper, and everything. Same thing with the spices and all that.
I know,
what
right?
I just
isn't that black pepper?
So they want to make sure this thing, they want to make sure in 2021 it's going to be gluten-free, that doesn't contain artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, you know, garlic or anything like that. Adobo made from garlic, turmeric, oregano, and black pepper is used in several Filipino and Puerto Rican dishes, including mofongo. Sazon, a blend of coriander, cumin, artichoke, garlic, oregano, and salt and pepper is used in hundreds of recipes, including black beans and rice and grilled chicken. So the condiments that you're going to be used, they want you to use, be mindful of it. Like, you know, make sure it's gluten-free, you know. They want to make sure there's no artificial flavors on them. So it's another... push.
I never even looked at it.
You'll see the tag.
It's garlic powder, and I just assumed it's garlic powder.
Right, Indian food.
Know.
You know, you're gonna see like here. I don't think they care about
maybe
that
what
in India.
Well, maybe what they're trying to Maybe what they're trying to do is like tell people that why don't you spend more money on this stuff instead of going out to eat.
All right. Well,
maybe they got
again,
that thing.
Again, I put the link on the descriptions right in there. You can guys go out and read it if you want to. You know, you don't have to agree with it. I mean, I don't agree with some of the things. Meaning, like, it's going to be a trend. I don't agree. It's going to be a trend.
Right.
It's going to be the trend of mindful people. You know, watching what they have to eat. You know, that's the trend. Not like those spices. I don't care if you have cumin in there that is gluten free. I know.
As long as it tastes good, right?
Right. And I don't care for any vegan and all that. What is it? Artificial meat? Something like that.
I know, right? Like the protein? I don't know. Like some people, I don't know. I think it's a propaganda, personally.
Yeah,
I think it's a kale.
It's a kale and kelp propaganda. So anyway, whoever wrote this, the author, you know, they say they want to normalize 2021. Moving forward, you want to be
normalized.
Yeah. It says, they said we all hope that life normalizes at some point in 2021. He's talking about maybe like COVID and also, you know, food and telling the readers what is going to be trend, what is going to be hip in 2021.
I wonder if those people that used to go to work, if they're used to making it for 6 months at home,
right,
they'll still make it at home.
Anyway, so
right back to Starbucks.
Exactly. So we're ending our show. It's a short one. So we just want to my final thought is all this food and all this trend and going in 2021. If you have a, problem with your digestive system, you're not going to benefit from that. You're not going to benefit from chicken, whether it be, gluten-free or anything like that, because what you need from that food or vegetables or meat or anything like that, what you need from there is their nutrients that your body needs.
Right,
but
true.
How are you going to absorb that if you can't absorb them? You know,
exactly.
If your body doesn't break
you're
it down.
Eating to eat.
So getting a good digestive enzyme, you know, and supplement yourself with it. Those are the best things you can do for you,
yeah.
moving forward in 2021,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Final thoughts.
You know, I don't know. Sorry if I offended any vegans listening, but it's just like, you just always have to be careful with propaganda, you know, be careful what you eat, whether
they can
you're
eat
vegan or not vegan, you know, we're just here to inform you guys of things going on. So, yeah. Hopefully you will have a healthy year ahead of you. Remember to try to boost your immune system and be careful what you eat.
All right. So we're ending a thing, our Healthy Monday Talk. So once again, we'll see you guys next week or maybe in a few days or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, keep an eye on us here in Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook or in, what do you call that? What is it? Right there. YouTube and also Twitch. And sometimes I broadcast on Periscope. You know,
really?
Those are the things I do. So anyway, good night, y'all.